This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In the first leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Nigeria for a two-day visit at the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. This will be the very first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with top leadership to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on 18th of this month on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is part of the G20 Troika along with Brazil and South Africa and has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. On the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19 to 21st of November. This visit to Guyana will be a first by an Indian Prime Minister since 1968. With just 2 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, candidates are holding rallies and public meetings. BJP President J.P. Nadda highlighted the party's achievements in defence, internal security and counter-terrorism at a rally in Thane. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, speaking at Umar Khed, criticised Congress for failing to fulfil promises. On the other hand, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar at Sangli rally alleged that BJP aims to change the constitution. Congress leader Ramesh Tennitala asked BJP to clarify its stand on the caste census. In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India Bloc have intensified. Addressing election rally at Tunde in Dhanbad yesterday, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, only constitution can save the interest of poor and tribal people of the Jharkhand at an election meeting at Bomo in Bokaro. The second and final phase of polling in Jharkhand Assembly elections and the single-phase elections in Maharashtra will be held on 20th of this month, while counting will take place on 23rd of November. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has busted one of the largest hauls of cocaine worth around 900 crore rupees in a major operation in Delhi. The Home Ministry said in a statement that the investigation conducted so far revealed that a group of people based abroad is operating the syndicate. It said some quantity of the seized contraband was intended to be sent to Australia through courier or small cargo services. The ministry said the persons involved in this case are primarily hawala operators and anonymous to each other, and they use pseudo names for day-to-day conversations on drug dealing. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 infants were killed after a massive fire broke out at the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU or Jhansi Medical College, late last evening. District Magistrate Avinesh Kumar told reporters that the fire broke out around 10:45 p.m. in the NICU, possibly due to an electrical short circuit. District Magistrate said, the prima facie, there is information of the death of 10 children. According to the hospital officials, there were 54 infants admitted to the NICU ward and several infants trapped have been rescued. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident and directed the district administration to expedite the relief process. Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar inaugurated the ministry's pavilion at the ongoing India International Trade Fair IITF at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the event, Dr. Kumar said, the ministry is providing a platform for over 100 underprivileged artisans and entrepreneurs to showcase their work at the fair, with the aim to promote their economic upliftment. The minister emphasized that all the products on display at the stalls, including handloom egg, handicrafts and other items, are made in India, taking Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call forward for vocal for local. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by a huge margin, 135 runs in the fourth and final T20 international at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg last night. With the win, India sealed the four matches T20 series 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.